Like Courbet, Jean-François Millet also faced initial criticism, but gained popularity in the 1860s. He is best known for his depictions of rural life, scenes of peasants at work in particular. Millet left his home in Paris to settle in Barbizon in 1849 in order to live in closer proximity to his rural subjects. His Sheep Shearing Beneath a Tree in crayon and watercolor is one of his many artworks on the subject of sheep shearing. One of his most emotional compositions, admired and copied by Van Gogh, is First Steps, depicts a father putting down his tools and stretching his arms out for his child's first steps, while the child's mother carefully guides her movements. Millet's most famous work, The Gleaners, depicts rural poverty through three peasant women gleaning grains. Bending over the ground, all three women have their eyes fixed firmly downwards. The scene portrays the hardships faced by peasant women, whose job was to go out into the fields at sunset and pick up ears of corn missed by the harvesters. Millet's portrayal was considered anti-authoritarian, but his conservative style was a far cry from Courbet's less restrained technique. Honoré Daumier was a well-known lithographer who had parodied King Louis Philippe in caricatures. Inspired by the realism movement, Daumier turned to more realistic portrayals later in his career. His The First Class Carriage and The Third Class Carriage portray the socio-economic distinctions of the time through his experiences traveling in different classes of rail coaches. Edouard Manet, another eminent realist, painted people in natural settings, as seen in the landscape of his painting Luncheon on the Grass. Artist John Sargent practiced his own form of realism, depicting human forms and his characteristic glimmers of light, as seen in Madame X. During the same time, the naturalist literature complemented the realist movement, pushing the working class into the realm of art and literature. Flaubert's Madame Bovary, Tolstoy's War and Peace, and Henry James's Portrait of a Lady were all three realist works still popular today. At the time, the harsh everyday realities in these novels shocked readers, but they also struck a powerful chord. Realist literature was characterized by simple plots and complex characters, social critique, matter-of-fact style, and a focus on the lives and daily struggles of lower and middle class characters. Plays like Ibsen's A Dollhouse and Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard and Three Sisters were influential works in realist theater. The realist movement spawned two offshoots, the Barbizon School and the Ashkin School. The Barbizon School was comprised of French landscape painters in the town of Barbizon. The Ashkin School was in the United States and depicted gritty scenes from city life. Realism would go on to influence the work of young progressive artists and pave the way for Impressionism in the late 1800s.